This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. The coronavirus pandemic has taken a terrible toll on mental well-being as people cope with isolation, fear, and uncertainty. KUNM's Megan Kamrick talked with Ryan Williamson about his decision to seek therapy for the first time and clinical psychologist Dr. Gerald Chavez for a segment that originally aired on our media partner, New Mexico PBS. Williams said that he was feeling very depressed recently and decided to seek help, but he's still waiting for his first appointment and finding other ways to cope.
I'm doing all right. They prescribed me some antidepressants, and that's doing pretty well for me. I'm trying to stay busy and stay motivated in the meantime, trying to keep myself preoccupied. But it's difficult, and I would like to be able to seek counsel for my sake and for the sake of my relationships.
Dr. Chavez, could you talk about how this ongoing pandemic can impact our mental health?
Not only is a pandemic alone creating confusion, so many mixed messages from so many different sources, we don't know in many cases which one to believe. So there's a lot of multiple things going on with this pandemic that we sort of need to address. But number one, the fact that we're stuck at home. People are either working at home and arguing with each other because they're not used to seeing face-to-face all the time. And those that come home, the healthcare workers who come home, and they can't hug their family. You know, and that tactile connection is so important to survival. In my line of therapy, which is cognitive behavioral therapy, we look at thoughts which affect emotion, which manifest a behavior or an action. If we can learn to adjust our thoughts first, and not directly go after the emotion. Because when you know this, in talking to a child who's emoting, they get worse the more you talk to them because they're emoting. That has to settle down. The thought has to increase. And then all of a sudden we have a little more clarity of understanding or a cognitive sort of basis of understanding.
A lot of people are struggling, like Ryan, to get counseling appointments during the pandemic. Why do you think this is happening? Are you seeing this?
Mental health care workers are sort of in a similar boat. For example, in my case, I've had people call me who I discharged 3 years ago, who had anxiety or depression. There are a number of ways to deal with that. And if you contact your provider, whoever that might be, or your insurance company that has providers, I would definitely ask them if there's any other people taking clients now. If they're not, get on somebody's waiting list. There are people who are canceling appointments periodically because they, for example, don't want to leave the house, or they don't want to do it on video chat, or they don't want to do it on the phone.
And what can people do while they're waiting for appointments?
So depending on what you normally do, for example, there's some people who are spiritual type folks. They may deal with people in their church, or that's one component. Letting family know what's happening, because if we seclude, we end up creating and following those distorted thoughts I was talking about earlier, end up exacerbating the thinking, which then exacerbates the emotion, which then may exacerbate the desire to drink or to oversleep or to not get out of bed or not bathe. And so we need to create this sort of connection with people, and check in with your primary care doctor. If you cannot get a therapist or a psychologist or psychiatrist, they can prescribe something for that. And we'll have stuff in their formulary, medications to help you.
Ryan, is there anything that you've been doing right now for self-care?
I've been trying to work on a lot of art projects, doing commission work. I like to do charcoal portraits, and that's helped me.
Wow.
It's very therapeutic to me. But even then, it's been difficult to stay motivated.
If you have a love of something, by all means, do that. Mm. And if you're not a person who meditates, I would suggest you maybe look into meditation or look at things you could do on your own.
Dr. Chavez, how can people support their loved ones or friends or coworkers if they sense something might be off?
Listen. That's the best thing you could do for people right now. And don't always sit there trying to fix that. And then in the process of the collaboration, we might be able to at least arrive at a point where we mellow things out a little.
And ask them if they need help or how you can help.
Exactly. What can I do?
Thank you both so much for coming and talking about those.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Ryan. Good luck with your treatment.
Thank you.
That was KUNM's Megan Kamrick speaking with Dr. Gerald Chavez and Ryan Williamson. A longer version of this conversation first ran on New Mexico in Focus. If you or a loved one is in crisis, you can call the New Mexico Crisis and Access Line at 1-855-NM-CRISIS. That's 855-662-7474. Or the peer-to-peer warm line at 1-855-4-NM-7100. That's 855-466-7100. Find these and additional resources along with the original interview at KUNM.org.